Australia.
And just like that, the Socceroos' World Cup fate was decided. Australia was drawn out of pot four by Italian World Cup winner Fabio Cannavaro. It placed them in Group C along with France, Peru and Denmark. The Socceroos will first face France on Saturday, June 16 in Kazan. It's where Australia will be based for the tournament. Assistant coach Ante Milicic says it will make a big difference as they look to make a good start to their fourth consecutive World Cup campaign.
Yeah, I think we're satisfied. We have to be. Not so much with the opponents. We know we would get a difficult group, and it is, but I think logistically it's a massive one for us. To kick off our first game in Kazan, where we're based, I think it's going to be a good advantage for us coming into that first game.
After taking on France, the Socceroos face Denmark on Thursday, June 21 in Samara, before finishing the group stage with a game against Peru in Sochi on Wednesday, June 27. SBS chief football analyst Craig Foster is confident Australia can get positive results in all three matches.
A difficult first game, nevertheless one that we can feel optimistic about. And then when you talk about Peru, fifth in South American qualification, first time for 36 years, back to the World Cup. A young team, aggressive, play good football now. Nevertheless, Australia will feel that we have a wonderful opportunity. And having watched them against New Zealand over the course of the two playoff legs, Australia will feel extremely confident. And then Denmark, having finished second in their group, and then, of course, flogged Republic of Ireland in their qualification series, they're a team that Australia will feel that it should be a very, very even match.
SBS football host Lucy Zelich also believes the Socceroos have a good chance of reaching the round of 16.
Well, first of all, we can all breathe a sigh of relief. I think for us in previous World Cup campaigns, we've become so accustomed as a football nation to being drawn in the group of death. But this, by far, is nowhere near the group of death. I think we can look at this with a great sense of optimism. When you look at the strength of the opponents, of course, France, we know about their individual qualities within the squad and the team overall itself. We saw what they did at the Euros. Okay, unfortunately, they failed at the final hurdle, but they are still a strong footballing nation to compete against. Peru, Denmark, I mean, these are teams that we can look at and think that we can really compete against.
Hosts Russia are in Group A alongside Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Uruguay. European champions Portugal are in Group B with Spain, Morocco and Iran. Hosts Russia are in Group A alongside Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Uruguay. European champions Portugal are in Group B with Spain, Morocco and Iran. Group D sees South American powerhouse Argentina take on Iceland, Croatia and Nigeria. Five-time winners Brazil face Switzerland, Costa Rica and Serbia in Group E. Reigning champions Germany clash with Mexico, Sweden and South Korea in Group F. England and Belgium will be considered favourites to progress out of Group G. They face Panama and Tunisia. While in Group H, Poland, Senegal, Colombia and Japan will all fancy their chances of reaching the last 16. The tournament kicks off on Friday, June 15, with Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. You can see every Socceroos match live on SBS.